Good morning and welcome to the Monday morning devotions with Rosebank Union Church. My name is Gerard Venter. I'm the pastor of discipleship and training at Rosebank Union Church, which means that I'm also responsible for Rosebank Bible College. I'll give you some contact details at the end of this devotions, but let's listen to some music first as we begin our time together this morning from Casting Crowns and their album, The Altar and the Door. And we're going to listen to All Because of Jesus. I'm fascinated by Bible characters. Apart from Jesus himself, one of my favorites and one of my heroes in the Bible is the Apostle Paul. I'm actually at the moment busy reading 2 Corinthians, which is one of the letters that Paul wrote to the church in Corinth. Paul planted this church on what has become known eventually as his second missionary journey, and he stayed there for about 18 months during the year, probably about 50, 51, 52 A.D., and he's had an interesting and a long-standing relationship with this church and wrote several letters to them. In fact, as far as we know, there has been some back-and-forth relationship in letters and visits by Paul to the city over a period of time. And at one stage, it seems like there was some misunderstanding between Paul and the church based on things that went wrong within the church, and Paul wrote them. And that created a bit of a misunderstanding between them. Paul's first letter that we have in our Bible in the New Testament leaves the relationship hanging, as it were. More letters and contact resulted as Paul wrote to them and as he tried to mend the relationship. As a result of all of that and as a result of a good understanding that developed, Paul then wrote 2 Corinthians, which was a letter to rejoice about a restored relationship between them. And then as Paul talks to the church, as he writes to the church, he talks about his own approach to ministry, and more specifically, the fact that he has been preaching the gospel or the message of Jesus Christ to them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 29, we read the following, and I'm just going to do a few extracts from those verses. Paul says, "I have worked much harder, I've been in prison more frequently, I've been flogged more severely, I've been exposed to death and again, 5 times I have received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one, 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked, I spent a night and a day in the open sea, I've been constantly on the move, I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I've labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep." And so he goes on to list some of the sufferings that he endured as he went around the world, the known world at the time, preaching the gospel. Now, if you're like me, you may have wondered why anyone would be willing to endure and suffer so much. Just last night, I saw on the news channel Al Jazeera a report about the few Christians left in the country of Iraq. They have become the target of attacks, and some of them, most of them, fear for their very lives. Many of them have actually fled the country and have found other places to live and where they can serve the Lord. And now it seems like those who are remaining, even from the leadership side, contemplate doing exactly the same, leaving their country to find other places where they can live. Many of us who call ourselves Christians may actually feel it's better to abandon the faith than to endure so much hardship. But that was not the case with the Apostle Paul, and you, like me, may have wondered why anybody would be willing to endure so much. Well, Paul believed it was all worth the effort. Why? I believe Paul himself in Romans chapter 1 verses 14 to 16 gives us one of the reasons why he was willing to suffer so much. In those verses he says, "I'm obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks," in other words to anybody really, "both to the wise and the foolish. And that is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome." That is when he was writing to the church at Rome at the time. And then verse 16, he says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentiles. For in the gospel is a righteousness from God that is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from the first to the last, just as it's written, the righteous will live by faith." As Paul traveled on his missionary journeys in the first century world, there was no knowledge of Christianity. There was no knowledge of Jesus as the Messiah or the church. And he preached the message of salvation through Jesus Christ, but saw amazing changes happening in the lives of people who needed to find God in their lives. Paul has experienced it firsthand when Jesus stopped him in his tracks on the road to Damascus and changed him from a persecutor of the Christians at the time to becoming a follower of Jesus Christ. Paul knew the power of the gospel. He has felt it himself. And then he felt compelled and called by God to share that same power, that same changing power with others in the world as well. The story of how this has happened is told in Acts chapter 9, how Paul became a Christian. From that point on, Paul endured much suffering under the hands of Jews, his own countrymen who did not believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and suffering from other people around the world, from the Roman Empire sometimes, and others who felt that he was preaching a strange message. But that did not change his resolve to be an instrument of change in God's hand. I want to ask you this morning, do you know this power, the power of the gospel to change your life? Have you experienced the saving grace of God through Jesus Christ? And you can, if you allow God to touch your life, and if you put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ, who came to this world to give his life, to die on the cross in order to forgive our sins and to bring us into an intimate and personal relationship with God. I believe that there is much more in the story of Jesus than many want to believe if we see how Paul and other apostles and thousands of Christians throughout the last 2,000 years were willing to become what we refer to as Christian martyrs, giving their very lives for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the case even right now in several countries around the world. People are not free to worship the way they want to. They're not free to even make a choice to serve God or any other religion for that matter. But there are many Christians who are willing to stand up for their faith and to believe in Jesus Christ and to spread that same news. And this is the news that I would like to share with you today, that within the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, there is the power to save you, the power to forgive your sins, the power to live for God, and the privilege of coming into a personal relationship with God, and to know for sure that you are saved, to know for sure that you have eternal life in God through Jesus Christ. Now, if you would like to know more about this, you can simply make contact with us at Rosebank Union Church. And the contact details are as follows. Our telephone number is 011-784-6214. You can call us, you can visit us, you can come and listen to some good preaching, you can participate in exciting worship services on a Sunday. On a Sunday, the services are 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the morning. Those are repeat services. And then also 6:30 in the evening. Or you could visit us at our website at www.rosebankunion.org. As I mentioned at the beginning of today's devotions, I'm also responsible for Rosebank Bible College, and I would like to invite you to make contact with us if you're interested in following one of the courses that we are teaching, giving you more background about the Bible, the message of the Bible. So please make contact with us at that telephone number I mentioned before. You can also visit www.rosebankbiblecollege.com. rosebankbiblecollege.com. Let me conclude today by reading something from a verse from Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 to 7, and then I'll conclude with a prayer. Paul says in Colossians 1, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints, the faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth." Now let me pray for you as we conclude. Lord Jesus, thank you that you were willing to come to this earth to die for a sinner like me in order to save me and put me in a relationship with God. Thank you for Christians who endured much so that we today can still hear and believe. We pray for Christians in countries where they are not free to worship you. Please strengthen them and use their witness to bring others to yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.